In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Here on this Monday evening, it is JJ, John Jastrzemski. We're keeping you company right here on The Fan. And I got to say, the last year or so of my life, I have become a golf junkie every which way, playing the game terribly. And I was always one of these guys that watched the majors. Not anymore. Now I'm into these tournaments, it feels like, week after week after week. And I've had a lot of fun with this guy on the Golf Channel. He is one of the true TV icons. You see him on NBC. You see him on the Golf Channel. He's taking names, kicking butt. And to talk some PGA Tour with us, the legend, Jimmy Roberts. What's happening, Jimmy? How you doing?
JJ, I never thought I would live to see the day when we were going to talk golf in the evening in the middle of the winter on The Fan.
Well, Jimmy, let's start here, my friend. Have you noticed the revolution? Because I sense it, my friend. Golf in so many different ways. And I don't know if it was COVID. I don't know if it's the great storylines that you have on tour. I look at somebody like me as the perfect example. I love the four major tournaments. I get juiced up for it. I get involved. It's a ton of fun to watch. But then, you know, in January, February, March, I'm doing God knows what. Now with all of these tournaments, it seems like there is a storyline every week. Do you get that sense as someone who is around the sport and knows it very well? The popularity is kind of growing and has grown a ton over the last year?
I think the last year has definitely had a profound impact. Listen, it's had a profound impact on everything in our lives, but I think golf has really kind of been a very, very unusual thing for us. First of all, golf isn't only a game that we watch competition. It's a game we play. So it's really unusual like that. And over this past year, it's been one of the few games, you know, that we could play. And certainly not over the last couple of months. But you know, I know that, you know, in the summer and the fall, it's what I did to kind of preserve my sanity. I put the bag on my back. I'd go out and I'd walk, and it was good in so many ways. But you know, to your point about all these stories. Years and years ago, when I started my career, I worked at ABC Sports when there was such a thing as ABC Sports. And the guy who ran the place came up with a phrase that people are now familiar with, and they may not know where it came from. But he created these little vignettes called Up Close and Personals. It was Rune Arledge. And his thinking was that as much as people might care about sports, what they really care about are the people. And so I think what you're seeing now is that these people who play in these games, the more we know them, the more we know their backstories, the more we care about them. I mean, look, we've had you in to talk about this. Look, Patrick Reed, what a compelling figure he is. You know, people love him or they hate him. Jordan Spieth is a guy who, you know, was on top of the world, then he was on the bottom of the world. Now he's making a comeback. You got Dustin Johnson, who's, you know, probably playing as dominantly as anybody since Tiger Woods. You've got a guy like Bryson DeChambeau, who has kind of recreated the whole science of playing golf. And, you know, these stories go on and on and on. Brooks Koepka, you know, hadn't won in a few years, won four major championships, including one here in New York, and he drops off the map, and now he's back. There's a lot of good stories. You're 100% right, and I think it's been really, really interesting the last few months. I mean, I'm probably the wrong person to ask because I'm a little bit of a junkie when it comes to the game anyway, so.
Nah, that's okay. I'm right there with you. And for a guy who's around it as much as you are, who is, in Jimmy Roberts' eyes, the most compelling player right now on the PGA Tour? Who would that be?
It's a good question, JJ. I really think it's Jordan Spieth. You know, 100 years ago, it seems like, I wrote a book called Breaking the Slump, and it was about players and some famous people, too, who love the game of golf, but all of whom had struggled, really struggled, and then had come back. And there's nothing like a comeback story, you know? I mean, and Jordan Spieth's, you know, fall from grace has been crazy. I mean, he was a guy who, ever since he was 16 years old, look, he won the junior amateur here out at Trump Bedminster when he was 16 years old. He won it twice in a row. And then he went on to the PGA Tour, and he started winning right away. You know, he won an NCAA championship at the University of Texas. He was the golden boy, came out, won three major championships, all of them in very, very exciting form. You know, he's a really nice guy. He's got a sister with Down syndrome that he cares for very passionately and publicly, is very supportive of her. And he's just a really appealing guy. And then what happens? He can't seem to find a fairway. And his game is just awful, probably, for a couple of years. Now hasn't won since the Open Championship 3 years ago. And now all of a sudden he starts to put it together. And had the 54-hole lead 2 weeks in a row. Didn't get it done on Sunday. Had a pretty good week last week out in Los Angeles. But I think he's the kind of guy who people are rooting for because people love a comeback. You know, people love to see a comeback. So he, to me, is one of the most compelling guys. The other guy, and interestingly enough, you know, we talked about this on our show, by the way, for those who haven't seen it.
There you go. Check us out on the Golf Channel. Jimmy Roberts, right. Anna Whitley, big stuff right there, of course.
That's right. Noon to 2 every day. Anna and I are on Monday and Tuesdays. But, you know, we talked about it one day. Patrick Reed, people love him. People hate him. You know, he's had a number of situations over the last few years where he seems to have taken liberty with the rules. He's had some situations with fellow players that have made him unpopular. Yet he's one of the best players in the game. But he's become something of a villain in the eyes of many. And the irony is that, you know, a few years ago, he and Jordan Spieth were this unbeatable combination at the Ryder Cup. And so, you know, golf gives you all sorts of stuff like that. I think it's fascinating. I love it. And part of it is because I love to play the game. I'm terrible. But
that makes two of us. Jimmy, wait till you see me out of there. You think you're bad. Wait till you play with me. Then you take it to another level. Or Paul Rosenberg, for that matter.
Well, we'll have some fun. I can tell you that.
Always. Now, I want to bring up somebody with you who has caught my eye. And he was in contention again on Sunday. And he just can't make a big putt. That's Tony Finau. Do you see any similarities to what Phil Mickelson went through in the early stages of his career and to what Tony Finau is doing now? I mean, he's in all of these tournaments, Jimmy. Every weekend, he's in it. He's in these majors. He's got a chance to win. But you get to Sunday, you get to the back nine on Sunday, this is just somebody I can't count on to go and make a putt.
Well, unfortunately for Tony, and for those who don't know, so Tony Finau is this extremely talented player who won a few years ago in Puerto Rico, but since then has had 10 runner-up finishes since he won, I guess it was 4 years ago, I want to say. I could be wrong on that. But, you know, this past weekend, he shot 64 on Sunday, which was the lowest round of anybody on the weekend. And then just lost in a playoff to Max Homa at Riviera in Los Angeles. I don't think the comparison with Phil Mickelson is exactly apt. Mickelson, it took him a long, long time to win his first major championship. But Phil Mickelson was truly the golden boy of golf. I mean, he won a professional event as a college student. He won the NCAA championship. He won the U.S. Amateur. He won, like I said, a pro event. And he came right out and he started to win. He just couldn't win a major championship. I think the difference with Finau is that he's been a little bit snake bitten. He's had some problems in the final round. But listen, he's finished now second 2 weeks in a row on the PGA Tour. Or is it? And he's finished in his last four starts, he's finished 2-2-2-4. And, I mean, so he's been remarkable, and some of it hasn't been on him. Like I said, he shot 64 this weekend, but he's another story. You know, he's another guy to watch. And we, you know, we had a couple of our analysts were saying today they wouldn't be surprised to see him win the Masters.
The great Jimmy Roberts, NBC Sports, Golf Channel, having some fun breaking down the tour. Jimmy, you're a guy who knows the broadcasting industry well. I think Phil Mickelson be a rock star. I see Tony Romo part two. Are you hoping that when Phil calls it a career, you might be sitting next to you, maybe doing some events? I think he'd be great at it, man.
Well, I think he'd be very, very good at it, too. It's just a question of, first of all, I don't know if they can pay him enough.
I was going to say, listen, NBC, got a Golf Channel, got a pony up. Big boy money for Phil.
I don't know if they, you know, he would truly break the bank. And I think he'd be really interesting. Listen, Phil is never uncertain about what he says. And he's obviously very knowledgeable. He's very outgoing. I happen to be a Phil fan, you know. You know, I know that he's gotten some heat over the years because some people think he's a phony. JJ, if you have a minute, I'll tell you a story about him that not too many people know. So I have a next-door neighbor who's in the banking industry. And she and her family were down on vacation in the Bahamas a few years ago. And they were staying at a very exclusive place. And they're sitting on the beach at the time. They've got two young kids. And the place is just about deserted. It probably costs a bazillion dollars to stay there. And all of a sudden, they notice that their kids are splashing around on the surf in front of them. The kids are like, I don't know, like 4 years old and 7 years old. And they weren't really concerned. Some man comes up and he's talking to the kids. You know, it's a very exclusive resort. They weren't concerned. But the kids are laughing. They thought they'd go over and see what was going on. So they go over and they introduce themselves. And this man has got a starfish. And he's showing it to the kids and they're just loving it. Well, it was Phil Mickelson.
Wow.
You know? And the only reason that anybody knows this story is because when they introduced themselves, they, you know, they said that, you know, they live next door to me and Phil and I know each other. And, there wasn't anybody there. There was no camera there. There was no PR agent, you know, and this, to a certain degree, I think is who Phil is. He's a really interesting guy. I think, listen, if the worst thing you can say about a guy is that he cares what people think about him, listen, that's not the worst thing you can say about a guy.
Say a heck of a lot worse, Jimmy. That I can tell you. Heck of a lot worse. Hey, he's my favorite player on the tour. So having you vouch for Phil makes me feel that much better. Because, listen, that lefty swing, that personality, I think for a whole lot of hacks out there, Jimmy, they see Phil's game, and that's what they want their game to be. They love that personality about him, that sort of flair and swagger, you know?
Listen, he's a go-for-broke guy. You know, I mean, I only shudder to think how many more major championships and tournaments Phil could have won if he just downshifted a little bit at one point. You know, I guess it was 2007 when he finally won a Players' Championship. Butch Harmon was coaching him, and he had finally convinced him to maybe dial back his swing a little bit, sacrifice some distance, and go for some more accuracy, and he ends up winning. You know, it's the one time that he's ever won the Players' Championship. But I think that he's a guy who loves to go for the gusto. He's, you know, he's enamored with, as he says, hitting bombs. Some of it is just joking around, and he kind of got a self-deprecating manner about him. He loves to bet on the golf course. He's incredibly generous. I mean, you talk to people in the locker rooms, he's a big tipper. I mean, there's not, in my mind, an awful lot for golf fans not to like about this guy. But, and you know, he had to just have the terrible misfortune of coming along in the time of Tiger Woods. Because if it wasn't for Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson might have been Tiger Woods.
Speaking of Tiger, that Masters a few years ago, I never thought we'd see it, Jimmy. I thought at this point in his career, he's done. He's shot. The baggage off the course. Physically where he's at. Just a nightmare. Total nightmare. And then he wins at Augusta, and it was so much fun. I was never a Tiger guy. I was rooting like crazy for him on that Sunday. Now he's dealing with another setback. I think chasing down Jack is going to be so tough considering how many just great players there are on tour. But can Tiger Woods go and win another major? What's your take?
Listen, I think it's entirely possible. You know, I think there's a greater likelihood of, you know, with the next PGA Tour event he wins, he will be the winningest player in PGA Tour history. Right now, he's tied with Sam Snead at 82. And so he just needs to win one more, and he becomes the winningest player in PGA Tour history. Jack is, I think, 72, but 72 wins. You know, I see that as doable. I don't think he's going to be able to, he's certainly not going to play an awful lot. And then we got to see what happens with his back now. You know, he's just had his fifth back surgery. He's not playing now. He was on the telecast with Jim Nantz this past weekend saying that he's going to give it some time. We're not sure if he's going to even play at the Masters this year. I kind of guess that he probably will, and I don't know. It's just my guess. But I think, do I think that he could win, you know, three more major championships and tie Jack? You know, I do not think that's possible. I mean, I'd have to go and look at the research, and there are probably smarter people than me that know this, but there have only been a handful of people who are his age or older who've even ever won a major championship. It's only happened, I want to say, two or three times. You know, Julius Burrows, Hale Irwin. You know, it just hasn't happened a lot. He's in a lot better shape, I think, than a lot of those guys, but he's also got a lot more scar tissue. I mean, real scar tissue. So I just think it's just so hard these days. I mean, the fields are so deep. The Brooks Koepkas and the, you know, people that casual golf fans or casual sports fans haven't even heard of. I mean, how many people who are listening right now who aren't big golf fans have ever even heard of somebody like Patrick Cantlay? And Patrick Cantlay's a killer.
Every week he's in a mix. So right about that, Jimmy. Every single week he's in a mix. It's crazy.
You watch out. He's going to win a major championship very, very soon. This is a guy who, as an amateur, shot 60 in Hartford. So, I mean, and there are just waves of these guys, wave after wave after wave of these guys. And they were, you know, so many of them were raised watching Tiger, like Max Homa, you know, who won this past weekend at Riviera.
And I felt so good for him, Jimmy. You miss a putt like that, to be able to bounce back takes a whole lot of stones. You know, that's what I was thinking watching it yesterday. Yeah, I miss a putt like that, I'd be done for the day, for the year, for the month, for the millennium. He comes back and wins in a couple of playoff holes. That takes major stones.
Yeah, golf has been a lot of fun to watch on this West Coast swing. As you said, there's been a story a week. It's been a lot of stuff for us to talk about, and I don't think it's going to stop anytime soon. We got a World Golf Championship this week, the tournament that used to be at the Trump Course in Doral, and they moved it to Mexico, but because of COVID, they moved it back down to Florida, just outside of Tampa. And then next week, we're at the Arnold Palmer's tournament, the Bay Hill Invitational. The week after that, it's the Players, you know, and then it's a handful of tournaments that are run right up to the Masters. So I think it's a lot of fun. I think golf has not been in a better place in a long, long time. And listen, I love the fact that we're talking golf on The Fan. I've been listening to The Fan since the day it went on the air, literally. And, you know, I love it. I love it when this is the topic of discussion. So,
hey, listen, well deserved. Jimmy, final one, and I appreciate the time. You've been around this sport a long time. You've had some great moments on the course, whether it's with Jack, whether it's with Tiger, whether it's with Phil, Arnie, you name it. You think back on your career covering the sport. Do you have a favorite moment above the rest?
Well, I had a pretty close relationship with Arnold Palmer. And I think about the times that I spent with Arnold and how nice he was, not only to me. See, here's the thing. Now, Arnold Palmer passed away 5 years ago, and the shame of it is that, you know, a lot of the young players on tour never had an opportunity to meet him. But the great thing about Arnold Palmer was that, and I say this to anybody who asks me about him, I don't think I ever saw Arnold big time anybody. And you got to think that at one point in his life, there was nobody in sports who was as big a deal as Arnold was. And, I mean, I'm talking about the cover of Time magazine, you know, as big a deal as there was, an American icon. But But he was raised a blue-collar kid, the son of a guy who was the greenskeeper at a club out in western Pennsylvania, and that guy never changed. And I just think back on, you know, all the times that I spent with him and how nice he was to so many people. And, you know, I'm a lucky guy. I've had a lot of good times. I remember talking to Tiger after he won the Masters in 1997 when I was working for ESPN and SportsCenter. Been all over the world covering golf. But I think it's the people who really kind of stand out in my memory. You know, the wonderful people that I've met. And, you know, I'm sure I'm leaving out plenty of them, but it's not bad company to be in when, you know, when you're talking about Arnold Palmer, who's such a good dude. And I just think that's one of the highlights of my career, certainly.
Well, Jimmy, it's been a blast getting to know you over the last couple of weeks, and I'm all fired up tomorrow. I'm going to see you, the accomplished, distinguished Jimmy Roberts, rocking the officials jersey. I hope that we're pulling that out again tomorrow. You know, aside from the gold jacket, I want to see the officials jersey. Can we make that magic?
I'm in. Everybody should know. Noon to 2 tomorrow, Golf Channel, Golf Today. JJ's a regular contributor every week. If you're a JJ fan, you got to tune in and watch the show. JJ rocking some golf. We love having you, JJ.
Well, Jimmy, I love chatting with you guys. It's been a ton of fun. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes. And keep up the good work, amigo. We'll chat tomorrow, okay?
Very good. And we'll play golf this spring, okay?
Oh, be prepared. We will not be betting on the golf like Phil. Maybe if Paul Rosenberg's coming, because I actually got a fighting chance with him. I don't got a fighting chance with you, but we'll have fun nonetheless. You got it, Jimmy. Thanks, buddy.
Bye-bye, John.
There you have it. That's the super talented, the legend, Jimmy Roberts, talking some golf. I've been doing stuff with them for the last, you know, couple of months. Could not be a nicer guy. He and Anna and everybody over at the Golf Channel, phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.